Welcome back to News at One. Rescuers continue to search this lunchtime for survivors buried by an Israeli airstrike last night in a designated humanitarian zone in Han Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip. Gaza's health ministry said 19 people were killed. Israel said it was targeting Hamas positions. Alistair Bunkle, Middle East correspondent with Sky News, is in Jerusalem. He joins us now. Alistair, what was the scale of this attack?
Well, the initial figure of dead reported was 40. That has been revised down in the last couple of hours to 19 confirmed dead, although the health ministry in Gaza says that there are a number of bodies who are in a condition that, you know, they can't be officially identified yet. So I wouldn't be surprised if that death toll rises. That is the death toll according to the Ministry of Health in Gaza. The Israeli military, the IDF, disputes the figure. They don't dispute that civilians might have been killed in the strike, but they take issue with the number being reported from Gaza.
This was a designated humanitarian zone. How big was the area that was hit by the airstrike?
There were three missiles that hit this area, and the pictures our team in Gaza have filmed and other pictures I've seen show at least one very large crater, about 7 meters deep, quite a few meters wide. And the blast clearly sort of wiped through a number of the tents around it. So the humanitarian zone is not entirely, but is a collection of canvas tents. I mean, we have hundreds of thousands of Gazans who have escaped there, most of them living under canvas. And so the effects of a missile strike will be quite extreme.
And searches are ongoing for people missing since the airstrike. So what's happening on the ground at the moment?
Well, a number of the bodies have been taken to hospital, including children. People around the airstrike have been going through the craters and the damage around to see whether they can find any more wounded or dead. The Israeli military says that they carried out hours worth of surveillance before the strike in order to limit civilian casualties. And they say that they killed three senior Hamas commanders who were involved in the October the 7th attacks and were still involved in trying to carry out attacks on Israeli soldiers and the state of Israel. I've asked them what they mean by that last accusation, and they say they've got no further comment on it.
Han Yunis is where Palestinians fled for safety from the beginning of the Israeli offensive. The area hit, as I was saying earlier on, is a designated safe zone. So will this mean further displacement? Are there any signs of people moving again?
Well, I should point out it is an Israeli designated safe zone. So it is the Israelis themselves who earmarked this Al-Mawasi area, which really is a stretch of beach, dunes, sandy area that before October 7th was unoccupied, no infrastructure there, but in recent months has become the gathering place for hundreds of thousands of Gazans because the IDF have told them it's a humanitarian zone and because it's one of the few places they think they can go to and live in some sort of safety. But the IDF have repeatedly struck it. They say that Hamas hides its fighters within the tents there. I don't think we will see a huge displacement from there again for the simple fact that, you know, where would they go? You know, if there is nowhere really, even if Al-Mawasi is not fully safe, there's not really anywhere that might be safer.
Where are we at now in terms of seeing any end to this conflict?
Well, my personal view is that we're not close to it at all. Ceasefire talks are ongoing all the time, and we hear optimism, particularly from the Americans, about the potential for a deal. But that optimism, even on the American side over recent days, has gone very quiet. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in London today, and I'm sure will be asked about it. But to be blunt, people are losing hope and any kind of faith that the two sides can come together with a deal. I don't think that there will be a ceasefire anytime soon. And I have to say, even if miraculously they did agree a first phase lasting about 40 odd days, I can't see it going beyond that.
Alistair Bunkle, Middle East correspondent with Sky News. Thanks for joining us this afternoon.